After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Chapter 16, Krishna Saves the Womb of Uttara. Sage Shaunaka said, "The womb of Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit, was spoiled by the dreadful and invincible Brahmastra weapon released by Ashvatthama. But Maharaj Parikshit was saved by the Supreme Lord himself." So how was the great Emperor Parikshit, who was highly intelligent and a great devotee, how was he born in that womb? How did his death take place? And what did he achieve after death? We all respectfully want to hear about Maharaj Parikshit, to whom Shukadeva Goswami imparted transcendental knowledge. Please speak on this matter. Suta Goswami replied, "O Shaunaka, son of Bhrigu, when the child Parikshit, that great fighter, was in the womb of his mother Uttara and was suffering from the burning heat of the Brahmastra thrown by Ashvatthama, Parikshit could observe the Supreme Lord coming toward him. The Lord was only thumb high, but he was all transcendental. He had a very beautiful, blackish, infallible body and wore a dress of lightning yellow and a helmet of blazing gold. Thus he was seen by the child. Indeed, Krishna was enriched with four hands, earrings of molten gold, and eyes blood red with fury. As Krishna loitered about, his club constantly encircled him like a shooting star. Thus Krishna was engaged, vanquishing the radiation of the Brahmastra, just as the sun evaporates a drop of dew. He was observed by the child, who thought about who Krishna was. While thus being observed by the child, the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Supersoul of everyone, and the Protector of the righteous, and who stretches in all directions, and who is unlimited by time and space, then disappeared at once." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.